local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We start hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Happy Thursday, one and all. It's December 7th, 2023, anniversary of Pearl Harbor today. Also, 2 months since the Israel-Hamas war began. A full rundown over the next 49 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening here today. A lot happening locally. And we'll get to our local headlines right after our traffic and weather together. We do start, though, in Israel, where they say its forces have encircled the home of the top Hamas leader in the southern part of the region, who was believed to be hiding underground. This comes as Palestinian civilians are fleeing the fighting at Israel's request, but some have warned there is nowhere safe to go, and supplies are quickly running out. Israel's security cabinet approved an increase in supplies in order to avoid a humanitarian collapse in southern Gaza as well. Back in the States, the shooter who killed three people at UNLV yesterday was apparently a college professor. Law enforcement sources say the suspect was a 67-year-old career college professor who had unsuccessfully applied for a job at the school. Now, the shooting started shortly before noon yesterday local time on the fourth floor of the UNLV Business School building. And the top Democrat in the House saying it's totally unacceptable for Congress to leave town for the holidays without passing aid for Ukraine.
Extreme MAGA Republicans in the House and the Senate would rather side with the pro-Putin forces in this country than America's national security interests.
Hey, he says both Ukraine and Israel are in existential fights directly related to U.S. national security. This comes after Republican senators blocked President Biden's request for aid yesterday. And, of course, we played audio from Senator Rick Scott on that they want border security here at home if they are going to pass funding for Ukraine. Those are our top three stories. Taking a look at local headlines today, a bomb threat for the second day in a row here locally. This one at Pensacola High School happened at around noon.
The school is evacuated. We have a bomb detection dog or explosive detection dog that responded to the scene that cleared the building, and students were let back in, and the rest of the day was resumed as normal.
That's PPD spokesman Mike Wood there. So the scene was cleared in about 50 minutes and making quick work of that. Also Wood saying that there is no connection to the bomb threat that was made yesterday at NAS Pensacola that led to a suspect being taken into custody there. This afternoon, sheriff deputies here in Escambia County are looking for a man accused of robbing a bank on Pensacola's west side. That happened at 2:45 at the Penn Air Credit Union branch on Softly Field Road. He was wearing a black hooded jacket with the hood up on his head and was wearing dark sunglasses and a white mask. After entering the bank, he allegedly went to the teller, demanded money, and then left with an undisclosed amount. Images of the suspect have been shared to our News Radio Facebook page, and anybody with information should contact the Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. A big discussion today in Escambia County Commission chambers having to do with the latest offer to buy amounts of land at the OLF 8 property at Beulah. The commissioners, told the prospective buyer to revise their offer and come back after they received last month a letter of intent from Beulah Town Center LLC to buy 370 acres of the property for $20 million. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bergosh says that while the offer follows the spirit of the master plan, it falls short in other areas.
Obviously the price. I think we need a little bit more up front. I don't like the 12-month due diligence period. I think a little more earnest money needs to be put up, and I think it needs to go hard in a shorter period of time. I think there's a request for a rezoning to agricultural to get out from under paying taxes. I don't know that I'd have an appetite to do that.
And Bergosh says that the county still intends to retain 250 acres of the property for the purpose of job creation. 5:15 right now, traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Indeed.com. You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit. So looking at traffic here on our first break on of this second hour here, in Pensacola, we are dealing with a lot of congestion on North Blue Angel Parkway, going both north and south between Softly Field Road and Cerny Road. Don't know how much longer that's going to last. Also on Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile, expect some issues there as well. Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, is still heavily congested. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, and Airport Boulevard, traveling westbound towards North Davis, are getting increasingly backed up. As for North Davis Highway itself, if you're traveling northbound, just past Creighton Road, or southbound towards Olive Road, those are still giving us a lot of issues, just like they did in the first hour. And then in Santa Rosa, the big one right now is Caroline Street, traveling westbound over Blackwater River, trying to come into downtown Milton. It was backed up to Richburg Street. It has lessened since then, but still heavily backed up at the moment.
All right. Thank you very much. A reminder, the text line is always open. If you see something and are able to text, please do so at 850-437-1620. The traffic line, 850-262-6111.
We have some changes coming up in the weather. Friday, a little bit warmer. Highs near about 70 degrees with a small chance for rain at about 20%. Saturday, the warm-up continues into the middle 70s, and the rain chance will be higher at about 50 to 60%. A few thunderstorms possible throughout the day on Saturday, too. The highest chance for rain will be Saturday night into Sunday morning, near 100% chance of rain. Even the chance for some stronger storms as a big cold front moves our way Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. It is currently 55 degrees. Won't get too much cooler overnight, 53, and mostly cloudy skies throughout the night as well. Mostly cloudy continuing Friday, 30% chance of showers, 68. Saturday, 60% chance of showers throughout the day, and especially overnight Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high, 65, and then back down into the 50s for highs to start early next week. Taking a look at some more local headlines in the city of Milton, they will be upgrading their fleet of tasers.
The taser is a valuable tool when attempting to get a suspect to comply as directed. Peaceful compliance by the suspect greatly reduces the possibility of injuries to the suspect or the officers.
That during Monday's committee meeting, the city council unanimously approving buying 21 new Taser 7 models at a cost of $59,650. Since 2005, the department has been using Taser models M26 and X26, which have both been discontinued. Also, State Representative Alex Andrade formally filing a bill that he hopes will crack down on panhandling here in Escambia County. House Bill 759 is dubbed the Solicitation of Contributions Act. According to the bill, an individual would be prohibited from approaching the operator or any other occupant in a vehicle for the purpose of panhandling. In addition, it would also do away with panhandling within 50 feet of a bus stop, bank, or ATM, and within 100 feet of a child care facility or K-4 through 12 school. If passed by the Florida legislature, it would take effect July 1st of 2024. 519, we will take a quick break, back with some state and national headlines and another check of the roads and weather on Pensacola right now.
Hey there, Pastor James Johnson here with Strength for Life. It was President Franklin D. Roosevelt who declared that December 7th, 1941, is a date that will live in infamy. It was on that day when the Japanese bombed the United States naval base at Pearl Harbor. That attack damaged 21 U.S. ships and more than 300 aircraft. Yet more importantly, that attack killed around 2,400 American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and civilians. It's with that tragic day in mind that Strength for Life wants to thank the men and women of our armed forces. Thank you for your sacrifice and service. Thank you for protecting our great country, which, by the way, the United States of America is the greatest country in human history. As a pastor, I feel a debt of gratitude to every military member for enabling me to have the freedom to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. May each American citizen thank God for the gift that is the United States of America. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3, all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Gulf Coast businesses are estimated to lose over $100,000 to email scams. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the season of giving, but criminals know you are more likely to click a malicious link if it looks like a good deal. Be wary of all marketing emails, and your bank account will thank you. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Google Data Revolution Pensacola for more information.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Santa. 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 When are you going to
land? All right, just before we get our traffic and weather update here, we do have a pair of tickets to give away. We have the Christmas on the Coast, Pensacola Children's Chorus at the Sanger Theater. The performance, Austin, is Sunday. What time?
Yeah, this is for Sunday's performance, December 10th. It is 2:30 p.m. on Sunday.
All right, very good. Thank you. Four pack, right?
Actually, this is just a pair of tickets.
Okay, pair. So two tickets to the Pensacola Children's Chorus Sunday performance at the Sanger, 2 p.m. First person to text PCC Sunday gets those, 850-437-1620. Got to change it up on them.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, trust me, there are listeners and texters. I mean, they've got their phones out. They've got the number in. And they probably already have, like, prepackaged notice, you know, Pensacola Children's Chorus or Sanger or something. So, you know, got to change it up as much as you can. So we'll get a winner on that for a pair of tickets to Sunday's performance at the Sanger Theater. All right, now that we got that out of the way there, good luck to everyone taking part in that. Let's get an update on the roads and weather. We'll start with the weather, meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
We have some changes coming up in the weather. Friday, a little bit warmer. Highs near about 70 degrees with a small chance for rain at about 20%. Saturday, the warm-up continues into the middle 70s, and the rain chance will be higher at about 50 to 60%. A few thunderstorms possible throughout the day on Saturday, too. The highest chance for rain will be Saturday night into Sunday morning, near 100% chance of rain. Even the chance for some stronger storms as a big cold front moves our way Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Now, taking a look on the roads. Austin, I know we've got a few things going on there.
Yes. First of all, I meant to say this earlier. I'm sorry. I had a phone call. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. But yes, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there is a lot to report on. Where North 9th Avenue meets Keating Road, that intersection there is giving us some trouble currently. Also, North Davis Highway is giving us a lot of issues as well. If you're traveling northbound, a little ways past Creighton Road, or southbound towards Olive Road, in both of those areas on North Davis have been giving us trouble all evening so far. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Airport Boulevard towards North Davis, that's somewhat backed up. It's actually even worse on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis. So North Davis Highway has been the talk of the town tonight. Another one is Pine Forest Road, as it so often is. If you're traveling north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile, expect some issues there. And the same can be said about the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River, that is still heavily backed up. So if you're trying to get into downtown Milton from there, expect to wait a little while.
All right. Thank you. excuse me. Texter also letting us know 4-car accident on Tippin Avenue in front of many warehouses. So there's that as well. All right. 527, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. A new era in gaming starting in Florida, as craps, roulette, and in-person sports betting debuted at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. In addition, the Seminole betting app is now launched to all Floridians this week as well. Also, tomorrow at the Tampa Casino, and on Monday at several other locations, those in-person games will be available there. The launch coming after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to block the state's 2021 deal with the state to offer online sports betting in Florida.
And Florida lawmakers are trying once again to impose annual fees for electric car owners. The state Senate Transportation Committee backed a proposal yesterday that would require the owners to pay a $200 registration fee to try to offset potential losses in gas taxes. Drivers would then pay $25 to $50 a year, depending on their vehicle.
Also, first-time unemployment claims up. The Labor Department reports initial filings went up to 5,900 last week, up from around 4,000 the prior week. National headlines, quick rundown here. So there's going to be a massive storm impacting the eastern U.S. this weekend. Mainly rain, severe thunderstorms, rain, winds, and perhaps snow will affect millions, starting to take shape Friday and gaining strength on Saturday. It'll stretch from 1,200 miles from the Gulf Coast all the way up to the Canadian border. Of course, we would be remiss if we did not mention that today is National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, December 7th. Today, the 82nd anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. A Texas mom who challenged the state's near-total abortion ban has won a temporary restraining order that could allow her to end the pregnancy. Lawyers for Kate Cox argued the medical exemption in the state law is vague. The doctor worries about a lifetime prison sentence.
This position is not only cruel and dangerous, but it flies in the face of the Texas Constitution, medical ethics, and the laws themselves.
And the lawsuit is believed to be the first of its kind in the nation since the Supreme Court last year overturned Roe v. Wade. The House investigating three top universities after the leaders failed to explicitly say that calling for the genocide of Jews violates their code of conduct. I feel like that would have been a pretty easy one to say there. The House Committee on Education and the Workforce announced it opened an investigation into Harvard, MIT, and Pennsylvania for what it called rampant anti-Semitism on their campuses by students and faculty. And finally, the arraignment happening today for Joseph David Emerson. He is the off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October, charged with reckless endangerment and endangering an aircraft. That's a look at what's happening around the nation today. It's 5:30, Fox News Update, and your sports news coming up next. Health, business, and science, pop culture as well. Plenty more still to come here in the second half hour on Pensacola Right Now.
Tom Graham, Las Vegas police releasing new details following yesterday's shooting at the University of Nevada. Three people killed. Sheriff Kevin McMahill explains it could have been worse. Officers intercepted the gunman.
Was confronted by UNLV plainclothes police officers and a gunfight ensued.
The shooter killed, described as a 67-year-old career college professor. All of the victims were faculty members. More wet weather in the forecast for millions of the Pacific Northwest in the coming days. Just what they don't need after recent mass flooding turned deadly in the region.
In the Portland, Oregon area, two separate deaths are being investigated after a man was found entangled in tree branches in a creek Tuesday morning, and another man drowned in a separate creek on Monday after bystanders saw him fall in.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon there. America is listening to Fox News.
The lawsuit. It does, as of right now, Sue, the app Hard Rock Bet launched in early November in limited fashion for existing customers that had the app 2 years ago. The experts I spoke with today say
Florida has been and is going to be one of the biggest sports betting markets in the entire country.
It's been
Florida.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Mortgage rates are still falling. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is down to 7.03% today. It was 7.22% a week ago. This, the sixth straight weekly decline. At the end of October, the average was just about 7.8%. With rates coming down over the last month and a half, applications for mortgages have increased five straight weeks. Stocks rebounded solidly today, led by technology issues. The Dow Industrials recouped 63 points. The S&P 500 rose 36, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite jumped 193, or 1.4%. Fans of 1970s and 80s classic rock have another big summer concert to consider. It was announced this morning that Def Leppard and Journey will team up for a 23-city stadium tour. It'll kick off July 6th at Busch Stadium in St. Louis and wrap up September 8th at Denver's Coors Field. The Steve Miller Band will open most of the shows, but some will instead have Cheap Trick or Heart on the bill. That's Your Money Now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of their delicious southern sides. Backed by popular demand, every Thursday is Shrimp-tastic Thursday, featuring $5 off their popcorn shrimp dinner or all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp dinner. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Get ready for holiday feast season with Pepto-Bismol.
Uncle Derek's here with his famous fried turkey. Hey, Aunt Mary brought the mac and cheese. Donna's here with the potato salad.
Pepto-Bismol provides fast five-symptom relief for unexpected stomach upsets. So enjoy the holidays. Pepto has you covered, no matter who made the potato salad.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto-Bismol. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Northern Tool. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com. We're made for this. Coming off a bye week, the Bills' season is on life support as they head to Kansas City to play the Chiefs. I'm not optimistic that the Bills will make the playoffs this year, but I do think they're going to have a big showing this Sunday. Josh Allen is going to be Superman this week, and I love the Bills plus 102 on the money line in another close sterling game between the Bills and Chiefs. I'm Zach Gelb. As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers stay hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state. We're lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame moneyline wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay.
Hey, everybody, this is Austin Price.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor.
This is Joe Ford.
Hi, this is David Wayne.
And I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah. Also a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas from my family and from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A couple minutes past 5:35 here. We're going to get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we have a lot to discuss. On North Blue Angel Parkway, there was some congestion going both north and south, and it has heavily increased. It is ranging from Godwin Lane all the way to Muldoon Road, covering a lot of real estate there on North Blue Angel Parkway. So if you are in that area, expect some delays there. Also, if you are traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that's going to give you some issues as well. Pine Forest Road, going both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile, still giving us some issues at this time. And North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound, just past Creighton Road and southbound towards Olive Road, expect some issues there as well. And lastly, in Santa Rosa County, we're still having serious delays on Caroline Street if you are traveling westbound trying to get over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather forecast, meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
We have some changes coming up in the weather. Friday, a little bit warmer. Highs near about 70 degrees with a small chance for rain at about 20%. Saturday, the warm-up continues into the middle 70s, and the rain chance will be higher at about 50 to 60%. A few thunderstorms possible throughout the day on Saturday, too. The highest chance for rain will be Saturday night into Sunday morning, near 100% chance of rain. Even the chance for some stronger storms as a big cold front moves our way Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Pretty mild overnight temps. It's 55 right now. It's just going to be 53 overnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and a high of 68. 40% chance on Friday night, 62 for the overnight low. All right, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight. So we do have that in-season NBA tournament that's in the semifinals. The semi is actually taking place in Vegas. So you've got the Bucks and the Pacers doing battle right now in the third quarter. A 10-point lead for Indiana, 67-57. The Lakers and the New Orleans Pelicans in the second semifinal. That starts at 8 o'clock, and that'll be on TNT and True TV as well. Thursday night football, the Steelers and the Patriots. 10 years ago, this was the game of the year. It is not that now.
No.
It's not even the game of Thursday night, if there was another. But I suppose, yeah, if you've got other plans, it's a great night to keep them. I'm just saying that. Unless you're a Steelers fan like Austin is.
Yes, I will be keeping an eye on it for sure. It should be.
Justin and I.
Justin and I. And I'm a Steelers fan to Joe's point. So, yeah, most other people who are indifferent to those teams, they're not going to touch this one with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
But I will say
there will be a hefty amount of people tuning in because this is the lowest point total over under in 30 years. So I think, you know, a lot of gamblers, hey, maybe you celebrate the Seminole Tribe relaunching the Florida online sports betting app today, and you want to get some free money by getting the under on the 30-point total here for the Patriots and Steelers.
Yeah, they say defense wins championships. If you're a fan of some killer defense, you're probably going to see it. But how much does that truly say about the defense when the offense has such issues on both sides? The Steelers are very inconsistent. The Patriots are consistent. The only problem is it's consistently bad.
It'll be a
tough one to watch, but it's worth it.
The big news in baseball has nothing to do with a free agent signing, but rather a trade. It was late last night. The Yankees finalized a trade to obtain Juan Soto, the star slugger from the Padres. Of course, he's only been in San Diego for 16 months, as the Padres traded for him from the Nationals. So now he is going to be in a lineup with Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. So a lot of home runs probably coming in the Bronx next summer. 542 here, News Radio 92.3, taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. It's December 7th, so, you know, you may think like I do. It's like, oh, I've got like 3 weeks to get all my Christmas shopping done. Well, it may be true, but just keep in mind the U.S. Postal Service has cutoff dates depending on your level of service, where you get the packages to, so keep these dates in mind. You've got 11 more days, December 16th, the cutoff for five-day shipping using USPS Ground Advantage and First Class Mail.
That's 9 more days. It's the 7th.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I can't add. you have until the 18th. That's where I got the 11
there
days.
There you go.
To mail parcels if you pay for four-day shipping. And on December 21st, if you would like to use Priority Mail Express one day, that is the deadline there. Of course, these do not apply to Hawaii and Alaska. So.
And mortgage rates are falling back toward 7% after surging over 8% in October, and that's jump-starting the refinance market. Applications to refinance a home loan increased 14% from the previous week and were 10% higher than the same week 1 year ago. However, applications for a mortgage to purchase a home were 17% lower than a year earlier.
Yeah, and also a Northern California company making history in the sky this week. Reliable Robotics launched and landed a plane 2 weeks ago while the pilot controlled it from the ground 50 miles away.
And that's where technology like ours that enables automated landing, automated takeoff, automated taxiing is going to go a long way to improve safety.
And it's Robert Rose, CEO, who says the 12-minute flight itself was boring, but that's good news. He says the technology will allow for more safety and autonomy in planes, and for now, the focus is on cargo and military aircraft with pilots still in control, just not on board. Pretty interesting there. You made a really great point about this, and I thought it was very profound.
Okay.
Yeah, your thoughts on technology. And I asked the question, hey, what do you suppose if this in our lifetimes becomes a thing where we board civilian aircraft that don't have pilots in them, but are controlled through like a kind of a one-size-fits-all control tower where you have pilots that are employed by airlines that are based in a particular spot. So let's say we've got 10 or so pilots in Pensacola, right?
Yeah.
And they're all sitting in a control room, and then they've got control of the 10 airplanes that we're all flying in, going from Orlando to Tampa or whatever. What would your level of concern or comfort be in being on board one of those things?
Well, I mean, and as you said, the analogy I gave in the last hour was technology is like a wild animal. You can't, it's something that you can train pretty well, you can perfect, you can tune, you can master. The thing is, though, it's not, at the end of the day, you can't, like, control it every single time the exact same way with the exact same result. Sometimes animals turn on you. I made a Siegfried and Roy reference, anyone who knows that.
Yeah.
But it's like technology glitches. It messes up. You know, and that's the thing, these self-driving cars or whatever, these cars that are supposed to, you know, stop when they're about to hit somebody. It's like, sometimes they don't work, you know? It's like, that's a bit scary to me.
And also the idea that a pilot, in the event of a catastrophic event on an airplane, is probably just slightly not as invested as he otherwise would be if he was on board.
Because as far as his immediate safety, he's all right.
He's good. We, however, are not. All right, talking about the roads and cars, we do have a few problems out there. We will get to those in just a minute. I think Austin's got another call coming in here on the traffic line, so we'll get meteorologist Joe Neubauer in for an update on what's coming up weather-wise.
We have some changes coming up in the weather. Friday, a little bit warmer. Highs near about 70 degrees with a small chance for rain at about 20%. Saturday, the warm-up continues into the middle 70s, and the rain chance will be higher at about 50 to 60%. A few thunderstorms possible throughout the day on Saturday, too. The highest chance for rain will be Saturday night into Sunday morning, near 100% chance of rain. Even the chance for some stronger storms as a big cold front moves our way Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, so yeah, we are looking at 55 degrees right now, 53 the overnight low tonight with mostly cloudy skies, 68 Friday, mostly cloudy and a 30% chance of rain. Looking at the roads now, Austin, I know we've gotten several calls in here lately.
Yes, there has been a lot to report on. Okay, so in Gulf Breeze, if you are heading eastbound towards, if you're in the Tiger Point area, eastbound lane, near the Winn-Dixie, there was an accident reported there, and the most recent caller said that there was no action on the scene yet as far as responders. So hopefully that will change. But congestion, I suppose, is starting to develop in that area. Also, as for Pensacola, on Pine Forest Road, both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile, we're having some issues there still. And this was the real big one. North Blue Angel Parkway. I mean, there was an accident there that has caused congestion both ways, from Godwin Lane all the way to Muldoon Road. So it is heavily backed up in that area right now, and I don't see that lessening anytime soon. Beyond that, Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, North Davis Highway, northbound just past Creighton Road. And in Santa Rosa County, we've still got some backups on Caroline Street, traveling westbound, trying to get into downtown Milton, coming over Blackwater River.
All right, thank you very much. Anything else you see out there? Traffic line 850-262-6111. Traffic line 850-437-1620. Let's see. Congratulations to Keith, listener Keith, getting up getting those pair of tickets to the Pensacola Children's Chorus Sunday performance of Christmas on the Coast. Hope you enjoy those. Texter also says technology can't and shouldn't replace human decision-making and judgments.
Very true.
Yeah, very true. Although technically, I mean, the pilots would still be there, just not in the plane with you. But so they'd still have the judgment and pilot skills, but they're just not going to die with you if they crash the plane.
Yeah. Uh-oh, so. my battery died, and then it down goes the plane. Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. I'm passing on that.
A couple pop culture notes here. So over $800 million up for grabs between Powerball and Mega Millions. Nobody won last night's Powerball, so the Saturday drawing is up to around $468 million. The Mega Millions is tomorrow, and that's up to $395 million. And a happy Hanukkah to all those who celebrate here in our area. The Jewish holiday, known as the Festival of Lights, began tonight at sunset. The holiday celebrates the rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem after the Maccabees led a small band of Jews against one of the world's strongest armies. As the story goes, they had only enough oil to last a day, but It lasted 8 days and 8 nights.
Wow.
5:50. We'll get some wacky stories and good news to wrap up hour number two of Pensacola right now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Did a lot of talking about the debate last night between the four candidates remaining other than Trump in the Republican field. Also talked to Wes Moreno, the county administrator, about several key items that are going to be on today's county commission meeting, including the new medical examiner's office. Certainly, we spent some time today talking about the fact that it's the anniversary of the horrible attack on Pearl Harbor. And we had a fun, frivolous conversation about how to cut a sandwich or not to cut. Find all of those segments at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing, 8 feet of milk,
7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about a minute before 5:55 here, but we've got a lot to report on the road, so we're going to get a little bit early of a start here on our traffic and weather together. For starters, we had an accident report on West Michigan Avenue just past Marcel Drive. It's causing a little bit of congestion, but nothing too crazy. However, the same cannot be said about North Blue Angel Parkway. We had an accident there that has caused heavy backups going both north and southbound, reaching from Godwin Lane all the way to Muldoon Road, so it is heavily backed up. That congestion, I think, has died down at least some, but it is still going to give us some trouble. It may not be all the way reaching down as far as it once was, but still look out in that area. Also, we got a call earlier in the Gulf Breeze area. If you're traveling on the eastbound lane towards Tiger Point on Gulf Breeze Parkway, just in front of Winn-Dixie. There was an accident that's causing some splotchy congestion here and there. Also, back in Pensacola, Pine Forest Road has died down. It's a lot of its backups. The same can be said about North Davis Highway. So luckily, in the heart of Pensacola there, we do seem to be kind of losing some of the congestion that we were dealing with. But in Santa Rosa County, coming over Blackwater River on Caroline Street, traveling westbound into downtown Milton, we still got a lot of backups there.
All right. Texter also letting us know there was a 5-car accident, 12th Avenue North, just south of Langley. Intersection yeah. Langley there. Emergency crews on scene there.
I knew I was forgetting something.
So,
yeah.
Be mindful.
We had a phone call on that earlier, and that's the thing. I never saw a lot of congestion in the area, so I just didn't report on it. But yeah. Okay. So that must still be giving some trouble in that area.
All right. Taking a look at some wacky stories here. People on social media are talking about some of the more bizarre house rules that they experienced while they were staying at somebody else's home when they were a kid. I don't know, Austin, I don't know if you have any that you can think of off the top of your head, or if you were the weird family that had all the rules. Some of the best ones that we saw, the father used to turn the Wi-Fi off at 9 every night, like a light switch, so it wasn't wasted.
Wow.
Now I feel like these are all like going to be like late 90s, early 2000s. Although I suppose Wi-Fi is not that old, but I just think that people and families were a little bit more conservative in the 90s, because that's when I was growing up and, you know, coming from a conservative home and having conservative social circles, everybody had these sort of rules. Somebody said, now this was not one of them, somebody said they had to take a bath at a friend's house one time and discovered they had a rule where they reused the bathwater. Apparently, to conserve money or water. There were 5 kids living in the home.
That is either a family that's way too greedy for its own good, or it is just genuinely down on its luck. So that's either ridiculous or sad.
Kids weren't allowed inside during the day. And when they visited, if it was mealtime, the mother would just hand the plates out the window to them.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I think of playing outside, okay? Nickelodeon used to have something called Nick's Worldwide Day of Play. And they would not air anything, like, for a good portion of the day. I just changed a freaking channel. I was not going outside. I just wasn't doing that. You know?
Well, that may be, I mean, I always played outside.
I played outside some as a kid.
I'm 37 now, actually. I'm 37. But, yeah, no, I played outside all the time.
Yeah.
So I think you were just in the next generation where you're like, no, we got all these cool electronics and video games, and we can just stay inside and we don't have to get outside.
And that's the thing. I played outside, but probably not as much as you did or people in your generation did. I would just change the channel.
Another one said parents had a rule that you had to say no, please. So if her friend's brother was pulling on her hair, she'd have to say no, please.
Oh, that's stupid.
One person said that in middle school they went to a sleepover, got in trouble for taking their shoes off when they entered the house. The family had a strict shoes on all the time rule, except when sleeping. That's weird. I'm finding new friends after that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
Looking at some good news here. A judge in California got tired of sending young people to prison because there they just learn to become harder criminals.
Okay.
So he created an alternative, transforming an old juvenile detention center into a vocational training facility, culinary academy, and school only for adolescent offenders.
It's not about just getting enough skills so they graduate and get a job. We wanted something that turned young people's lives around, and what we were doing wasn't working. When I was saying what we got to do is do something to reach them before we send them to prison, and I think the vision of job training and giving them opportunity to get a job and an opportunity, a safe place where they can turn their lives around.
Very cool there. Critics question the sustainability of the program, but the judge says it cost about $25,000 to put a kid through his program compared to $110,000 it cost to send them and house them in prison.
There you go.
Also, it's been in progress for 20 years, so I'd say it's pretty sustainable there.
Yes.
5:59, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.